Hi, Holly.
Hey, Maddie.
I'm so glad that we're here today.
I'm always glad whenever we get together. I'm always very happy, very grateful. You're a very good friend. You always help me through everything.
This is such an exciting adventure that we're starting by, embarking on this mission to create a podcast. We've never done this before.
And I don't think that anybody, I mean, you're such a genius. I can't even believe that you came up with this idea to have a podcast to educate people and stuff and then to be doing the credits on top of it. That's so smart.
I'm not even going to take all the credit for it because it all came out of our wonderful conversations that we have together.
That is true.
And we just have all of this passion and energy for what we see in the massage community and some things that we see that we don't think should be that way. We want them changed. And, you know, one day I was like, why can't I get credit for all of the books I read and all the podcasts I listen to? And then I thought, oh, Holly would think so too. And I thought, Holly, me, podcasts, credits, let's do this.
Let's do
this. And you were like, jumped on board, which was such a amazing thing to have happen to say, hey, I've got an idea. And you're like, I like that idea.
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Holly, do you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, here in little West Richland, Washington, here we are. Been doing this for a hot minute for sure. We went to school together a decade ago. Been loving it every single minute having you in my life. Gosh, all the things that have happened over the last so long. Geez, where to start? I mean, got my pilot's license last year, so yep. That's super fun.
I'm you blow pilot. Me away.
I'm a pilot. Yes, I fly planes for fun. Super awesome. Super got two cool. kids. Currently, they're still in elementary, so we're still running all over the place. And hey, don't forget your shoes are untied. It's going to be cold today. Bring a jacket. Lots of that going on.
The real stuff.
The real stuff.
We're real people here, Holly.
Turning them into little people is a big job.
Mm.
So for me, and I'm sure that you're starting to appreciate that as a new mom.
You know,
being a mom comes first above everything else.
It does.
It really does.
Yeah. It blows my mind sometimes. I have to like tell myself, well, Maddie, what's the big rush? You know, just sit and rock her a little bit longer because is there really anything more important than this little girl right here?
Yep.
No. Yeah. I've got my little one now. She's going to be 2 in a few months. So she's teaching me a lot about life.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've always said that you don't really become the person you're supposed to be until you've had kids because it's the patience. Oh my gosh, the extremes. I think we've talked about that before, that parenting, it's like the realm that your emotions and your capabilities that it was, you know, it was like this small little spectrum. And then after you have kids, you had no idea the depths and levels of your capabilities and your emotions and just everything.
And prioritizing. Good Lord. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking, just a few months into being a mom, I was like, I have no idea what I used to do and think was so important. And I was a busy person, always go, you know, still am. But I don't remember what it was that kept me so busy. And it must not have been so important because I tell you, it ain't getting done now.
Yeah. I don't remember life before kids, really.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. Just kind of cramming stuff in every second and of every day, you know, just staying busy, loving life.
Yeah.
How about you, Maddie?
Well, I'm loving life too. I'm obviously a massage therapist also. I have my own business. I feel like now that I've been working for myself for almost 8 years or so, there's no going back. I could never go back and work for someone else. Yeah. I'm, you know, as long as I can get along with myself, my boss isn't too bad. So I really enjoy that part of my life. And I'm able to keep that boundary of work and home separate, which is key, I think, if that's what you do. But
I think one of the coolest things that you have ever done, Maddie, like, okay, yeah, you are a business owner and stuff. But like right from the get-go, you wanted to do credits. You were always talking about that.
Continuing ed.
Yeah.
And I've taught a few actual hands-on continuing ed classes. Yeah. Here in the state of Washington, their standards are set to where after 3 years of practicing a skill, you can pass on that education to other therapists. Mm-hmm. So I've done a few of those in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has been a lot of fun. And then teaching the basic life support and CPR and first aid. I enjoy teaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very good
at it. Just go and go. I like to try new things, test them out. Sometimes it's a lot of energy that's maybe kind of wasted because it didn't go the way I thought. But is it wasted if you learn from it?
Yeah.
No.
Not really.
Not really. Maybe won't do it again. But anyways, I'm excited to see where this podcast goes, how we grow as therapists ourselves, and how this business grows. Because we're going to, whatever you guys think, you know, if you like the continuing ed we offer, we'll offer more of it. If you want more community feel, we're going to build a more accessible community where everybody can come to us with questions, concerns. Hey, we're here. We've been through it too. So
we're here for you guys. We're here for each other.
That's right.
More than anything, Maddie is my support system, and I am personally very fortunate and grateful to be able to share this support system that I feel that I have. I don't think that I would still be a massage therapist if it wasn't for the support that I've gotten through our friendship over the years. And I really hope that we can share that with other people. And sometimes it can be lonely out there, especially as, you know, if you're running your own thing, you know,
feel alone a lot of times,
yeah.
But you're not the only one who's faced these challenges, and hopefully we can help you problem solve and get you through the tough bits, because it is worth it. It is worth it to get where you want to go, put in that work and learn from your mistakes and just keep going. Well, you'll get there.
Because here at Effleurage,
we've got your back.